number AL16-27903, Chenault versus Benjamin.
Good morning, Your Honor. John Hopkins on behalf of defendant Tory Livingston.
Hey, that's, Tory Livingston is the
defendant.
Veronica Chenault. Tory Livingston. I'm requesting an extension, Your Honor, because Tory Livingston does not stop her harassing antics. Even after the peace order was extended, Tory Livingston still continued to harass myself, my family, and my guests that come to my home.
How about backing up for a moment? Set up and go after your residence.
My residence is 4309 Hampton Lane, Bowie, Maryland. I own a flag property that sits behind Tory Livingston's home.
All right. So your driveway somehow goes on one side or the other of her residence to get to your residence?
Yes.
Okay. And tell me what has occurred.
I feel the need to have an additional peace order, Your Honor. On April the 11th, at approximately 8:50 p.m., as I was outside talking to my neighbor, Thomas Hodges, Tory Livingston continues to violate the peace order, whereby she continues to photograph me, videotape me. She bangs on her window to pretty much get our attention so that we can see that she is actually videotaping. I discovered that Tory Livingston has a website that she administers, that she has been posting pictures of myself, of my home, of my vehicles, on this particular website. I do not know if she has additional websites, but even after the peace order was issued, Tory continued to...
I want to object at this juncture. If she's going to put some time spent on when she's alleging that my client had this email, it would definitely be appropriate.
All right. So let's go back to April 11th.
Yes.
My understanding on April 11th, you and one of your neighbors were outside.
Yes.
Tell us exactly what happened on April 11th. And this is April 11th of...
April 11th of 2017.
Okay. Tell us exactly what happened.
I was standing outside talking to my neighbor, Thomas Hodges. As Thomas Hodges and I were conversing, it was due to Tory placing a note on Thomas Hodges' car, on his wife's car, asking him to move his vehicle. So I was standing outside conversing with Mr. Hodges, and as I'm talking with him, she starts taking pictures of myself and Thomas Hodges as we're talking. She constantly, this is ongoing, she constantly...
Now, let me ask you a question. When you were having this conversation with your neighbor, whose property were you on?
We were standing on the property of Mr. Stafford Williams.
Stafford Williams, so a third party?
Yes. Stafford Williams came outside in addition to.
All right, so now there's three of you outside?
Yes.
Livingston was taking photographs of the three of you?
Yes, she began first taking pictures of myself and Mr. Hodges, and then continued on with taking the pictures of Mr. Williams as Mr. Williams came outside to converse with us.
And where was she when she was taking these photographs?
She was standing in her library window.
Okay.
The library.
She was on her property?
She was on her property.
Right. Did anything else happen?
Yes.
On April 11th?
No, that, other than the sheriff making her remove the note off of Thomas Hodges' car.
Objection.
That was Thomas Hodges is here that he can attest to it.
Okay. This incident with the sheriff, did you observe this?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You can tell me what you observed.
The sheriff made...
Is that 8:50 at night on April 11th?
Yes.
So it's dark outside.
It was dusk. It wasn't totally dark, but it was.
The sheriff arrived around 8:50 in the evening?
Yes. And
why did the sheriff arrive?
The sheriff arrived because Ms. Livingston had actually called about cameras that are on Mr. Stafford Williams' home. Stafford Williams, we all had to have security systems put on our home that include cameras. And Ms. Livingston does not like the idea that we have video cameras. I have Mr.
Objection to what?
All right. Did anything else happen that evening?
No, other than her videotaping and taking pictures of us.
Okay.
That happened on April the 11th.
Anything else happened?
Yes. On April the 19th, I'm sorry, one second. I was experiencing communication problems with my Verizon line due to Tori and Mark Livingston cutting my Verizon line back on August. So Verizon comes out to my home because they have to rerun a communication line because Mark and Tori illegally planted trees along the property line.
Objection to any characterization of what they did is illegal or unless she's...
All right, you mentioned it.
They planted trees along the property line with no homeowner association approval.
Right, so
no.
Wait, let's back up. In August of what year?
This was April. This is April 19th of 2017.
Right, so
and August is August 26th of 2016 is when they...
So August of 2016,
yes.
Verizon had put in a new line.
Verizon came back out on April the 19th. Verizon had... Back in August, what they did was they put a splicer on the line to put the line back together, but I've still been experiencing breakages in my cable and in my home phone line. So they had been assessing the damages that I continue to have since August. I did not have steady communication with regards to my TV, telephone, internet. I kept on having intermittent service.
Okay, so what happened on April 19th?
So on April 19th, Verizon sent a worker out to my home to reassess.
Now, I won't object because the plaintiff never testified observing my clients do anything. She just testified that they were...
I didn't get to that yet, Your Honor. I'm trying to explain what happened. So Verizon had came out to my home so that they can assess what all keeps taking place.
Okay.
As Verizon has come to my home, we're walking with Verizon to the Verizon truck so that the man can get his tools out of his truck. Tori comes outside, and she starts growling and barking at us, me, the Verizon worker, and my fiance, and starts growling and barking at us like she's going to attack us, like she's an attack dog. I then took out my cell phone.
They know he's an attack dog.
Sit down and relax. Go ahead.
I then take out my cell phone, readying myself to call 911 because I didn't know how this was going to escalate. My fiance and I then had to walk the Verizon guy to his truck, to the Verizon line at the street, and we had to continue to do that so that she doesn't continue to come outside harassing us. This has been ongoing. Every time a worker comes to my home, Tori always comes outside and harasses the workers. This includes the lawn people. I have to sit outside.
Any other incidents?
Yes. On April 29th, Mark and Tori were having some work done on their where the trees was at. They was planting additional trees. They had their worker trespass on my driveway, using my driveway, pushing a debris-filled wheelbarrow up my driveway a minimum of 4 times, and I have it on video footage.
You're telling me that their worker,
yes,
went up and down the driveway 4 times with a wheelbarrow.
Yes, and they do this to, you know, so that I would come outside, and you know, I mean. If I come outside and I'm saying to them, stop, get off of my property, you know, you're not supposed to be on my property. Here I have a peace order against Tori Livingston, but yet they continue to do things to try to antagonize me, to come outside to have some sort of confrontation with them, and then she goes to the...
Is the worker doing anything other than taking debris up and down the driveway?
Well, this was the second incident after August of 2016 when they had a a bulldozer come up and down my driveway, costing me over $20,000 in damages to my driveway.
Okay, so did you sue over those $20,000?
I sure did.
Did you win?
We settled out of court.
Perfect. Let's go on to the next issue.
Okay. So on May 1st, from approximately 9 o'clock to 10:45 a.m., Verizon came to my home so that they could lay down the new communication line. As Verizon was laying down the new communication line, Tori starts banging on her window and starts videotaping Verizon and I as we're standing in my driveway and they're laying the line. Tori, every time whenever she would bang on the window, she would denote like she is threatening me that she's going to slice my throat. The Verizon workers even witnessed her doing this. So did Stafford Williams. Tori Livingston went outside and even I sent the Verizon worker to her truck to go get her business card because I told her, I said, this is about to escalate. Can you go get your business card so I'll know how to get in touch with you so that if I need you to appear in court, you can do that. The Verizon worker went to her truck to go get a business card. And as she goes to her truck to go get the business card, Tori comes outside and approaches the Verizon worker. And I'm walking toward the Verizon worker to meet up with her at her vehicle so I can get the business card. Tori then takes her camera and starts flickering her pictures at me and starts yelling obscenities at me as I'm walking toward the Verizon worker.
This was on May
1st? This was on May
1st. So tell me exactly what she said.
She was calling me bitch and starts taking the pictures and acting like she's going to charge at me to fight me. And so the Verizon worker says to me, Veronica, she says, you shouldn't have to. The Verizon worker is not here. That I should not have to experience this. But she's calling me names, and she's making gesturing motions like she's ready to fight me. She then ducks behind her house. She ducks behind her house and goes in the back door of her home. There was no reason for her to even approach the Verizon worker. I'm walking to the Verizon worker's vehicle to get the business card. The Verizon is there for me and had no interaction, no reason for interaction with Tori Livingston. Tori goes to Verizon to approach them. The lady, and I know she's not here to testify, but the lady says to talk about me. What are you?
Can't tell me what somebody else says.
Yeah, but there's.
Are there any other incidents?
Yes.
What I really need to hear from you is you filed this request for an extension.
Yes.
My paperwork is correct in June.
Yes.
So did any other incident happen prior to June other than what you've told me so far?
Yeah, so the other incident was when I filed it in June, on May 1st, in addition to, Tori came outside to an attempt to fight my daughter as my daughter parked her vehicle on the street. This is the reason why I filed this motion to ask for the extension of the peace order, because all of these incidences have taken place after I have seen you the previous time. My daughter and her boyfriend parked her vehicle on the street by my mailbox. Tori does not like the idea that any of us park on the street. This includes myself and my other two neighbors. My other two neighbors are here to testify in addition to this. That Tori harasses all of us about parking our vehicles on the street. She charged at my daughter.
Have they observed Tori harassing you or any member of your family?
Yes, they actually have. We have been to.
At the appropriate time, we'll call them as a witness.
Okay.
Any other incidents you want to bring to my attention?
Yes, on May the 2nd, Tori tried to use her vehicle as a weapon to run over and hit my 14-year-old daughter as my daughter was walking home from school.
All right. Did you call the police?
I did.
What did the police do?
The police had told me that I need to come to court and file for a peace order on behalf of my daughter.
Well, a peace order
and to file criminal charges. Yeah, they told me to also go to the state's attorney, go to the court commissioner to file for criminal charges against her.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did.
What happened there?
It's pending. The trial has not come up as of yet.
Okay. So that matter is being resolved. Anything else you'd like to tell me?
Yes. On May the 5th, Tori filed a phony peace order against my...
What she did in the court matter, no different than you filing against her. She's perfectly legitimate to file if there's a legitimate reason.
But she's filed these peace orders, Your Honor, against my daughters, against me, against all of my witnesses.
Okay, but those are all going to be litigated under each of those, right?
Yeah, they were dismissed. But, you know, it's just another form of harassment. I've been to the court over 30 times within the past year.
Tell me what in the world you think the court can do about this situation.
Tori Livingston, deserves jail time because she threatens the entire block, the entire street. I've been going back and forth trying to protect my family.
So you would like me to put her in jail?
Most definitely. Most recently.
Okay. Who do you have as a witness?
As a witness, I have Antonio Hall, my fiance. I have Thomas Hodges, my neighbor. I have Stafford Williams.
Who do you want to hear from first?
Antonio Hall, my fiance.
All right, I have one request. I just want to make the court aware that there is an officer by the name of Officer Claggett who's present for this proceeding. Your Honor, I don't know if the court will be inclined, and I defer to the court, But, Your Honor, for the purpose of his schedule, Your Honor, I know the court would be inclined to consider calling him out of the regular order for his case.
What are you going to testify to?
Well, Your Honor, he can testify to having been contacted on a variety of different occasions regarding these incidents, Your Honor. And he can testify to some of the allegations that have been lodged by Ms. Chenault in relation to this matter. The quality of those and his findings in relation to these allegations.
Your Honor, I've had to call the police because she's glued my truck door handle shut. She drove up and down my driveway to damage my lawn. She poured oil on my windshield. So,
do you know who this officer is?
Officer Claggett contacted me to tell me that Mark Livingston was looking to file a criminal charge against me. He asked me a question. Mark Livingston was looking to file a criminal charge against me to say that I called the police too many times on his household. And so I spoke with the state's attorney. The state's attorney told me that other than he told me that they're asking that I don't call the police unless it is that she is at my throat. I said I have a peace order against her. When she does things to try to glue my truck door handles or anything else, I said I have a right to call the police. That was my conversation with Officer Claggett.
Okay. Officer, come forward, please.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Officer. Sir, please step into the witness box. Remain standing. Face Madam Clerk to your right and raise your right hand.
So you solemnly declare all crime under the penalty of perjury that the testimony you shall give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You may be seated, sir.
Sure. So please thank you, spell your first and last name for the record.
It's Corporal Derek Claggett. It's D-E-R-R-E-C-K. Claggett is C-L-A-G-E-T-T.
Thank you.
Officer, have you observed any of the allegations that were just made by the petitioner as it relates to April 11th, April 19th, April 29th, and May 1st of this year?
None of those allegations, okay. Your Honor.
Have you ever personally observed these two harassing each other?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. I assume that, unfortunately, whatever district, you're in Beltsville District?
Bowie District. Yes, sir.
Bowie, right? That you've received numerous phone calls from both parties.
Yes, Your Honor.
And if we were not in the courtroom, you and I would both say that the person being harassed is the police department.
Yes, Your Honor. In regards to what they're talking about today, no. But I do have, just as you said, information, or I'm aware of the situation that's going on there.
Our courthouse. They come to court as often as I can.
That's what it seems, yeah.
All right. Is there anything that you could recommend to me that you receive no more phone calls?
We've offered counseling to try and resolve this matter, because it is getting to the point where we were looking at doing getting a warrant for telephone misuse, because there were, just as you stated, numerous phone calls. 99% of them were unfounded, and a lot of the officers, they kind of know what they're getting before they get there. As far as a resolution to this matter, I've asked both of them what we could do to try and resolve this, and I personally don't see a resolution to it.
Tell me,
other than yeah, we have a county mediator, a mediation that we can send them to for free, but Livingston's were for it. Ms. Chenault says she refuses to go.
Oh, but see, now she's out of my jurisdiction. So there is a county mediation that the police department offers?
Yes.
Where we can direct both parties to go and give good faith effort to try and get this resolved.
Yes, Your Honor. We offered. We tried.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, the phone calls have stopped after I spoke to her attorney, to Ms. Chenault's attorney. And we didn't say not to call the police, just...
Call the police. It's a real 911.
Yes, Your Honor.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Your Honor.
If I may ask one or two questions, please.
No, you may not.
Okay.
There you are.
Well, I understand that Livingston's have agreed to go to mediation.
My client was not opposed to that.
Okay, great. Have you been offered this mediation in the past?
Officer Claggett had mentioned the mediation, and I told him that I already had a mediation charge with Tory Livingston through the state's attorney. And even after that mediation charge, because they gave her a step docket and put the charge into mediation, even after that, she continued to violate the peace order.
Okay. I'm not worried about the peace order. I want to know if you're willing to go to arbitration to see if we can get this matter resolved so you stop being harassed.
Can I make a statement first, if that's all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't tell you about that, you know, that there were the nails in my driveway that caused life injuries to my fiance. When you're talking about us doing mediation, I don't know how that can help with, I'm not harassing her. This woman is coming after my family.
I'm not suggesting any, I'm doing perfectly great. I'm not suggesting anybody is harassing anyone, although that could be the logic. That the court agrees that both of you are harassing each other. I want to know whether or not you'll go to arbitration, mediation, and, you know, the only real solution to this is wanting to sell your house.
I've been there for 16 years, Your Honor, never experienced anything like this in my lifetime.
I appreciate that. I go home for peace of mind.
I do too.
All right. Would you be willing to?
And can you tell me first, what does that mean? I'm trying to understand. So what does a mediation actually do? What do they do during mediation?
Yeah, it's an outside agency. It's not attached to the police department. It's a free service through the county. We suggest, you know, whoever needs to go, and the mediator sits you guys down and tries to work out whatever problems you guys are experiencing.
And then what is the outcome? Does that mean that she... stops? I mean, how does that stop her from doing the things that she's done?
I presume that at some point, I hope, like in any other mediation, without being as formal as I'm going to do as a lawyer, that there would be some sort of agreement reached between the two of you whereby both of you would be left in peace and quiet. That's the ultimate hope.
Yeah. That was the only reason why I didn't agree to mediation, because I had to keep coming to court. I didn't do anything.
I don't want to ever see you in court on this matter again.
I'm with you.
All right, good. What do I have to do to get them in mediation?
I can make a phone call today, Your Honor. I'm going to work actually straight from here, so I can call and set it up.
Do you have one of my cards, Mr. Brooks?
Of course I do.
Yeah. I'm going to set it up, and then I'm going to give you one of my cards so I can put it in a specific order after you tell me what to write.
Absolutely, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Call you today.
Yeah. All right, now let me ask you a question. There's two parties. There's both Mr. and Mrs. Livingston. Do we put everybody in the room at the same time, or are you going to talk to the mediator about
it? Yeah, I would defer to them on that.
Okay. Perfect. I appreciate your help.
Not a problem. My excuse, Your Honor.
Thank you.
I will request one thing. I don't know if the court will be inclined to do it. I think that it would be in all parties' interest if all matters were, regarding them, if they were filed in the future, they'd be specially assigned to a judge just for the purpose of judicial economy.
Okay, I'll hold up the case. You don't worry about that.
Fair enough, Your Honor.
Anybody object to me holding on to the case?
No, I wish you would hold on to
it. Hold on to the case?
No.
I'll hold on to the case. All right, that is what I'm going to do. I am going to reserve on the questions of extending these peace orders, and I am going to send both of you an order as soon as I hear from the police officer as to when you are required to attend this mediation. And I will have the mediator report back to me. If there's a need for another hearing, I will set it up. But I would love everybody involved to try and agree on an understanding. And in my mind, I would love to understand if just each of you leave each other alone.
I agree.
All right.
Your Honor, Ms. Livingston would like to address the court before.
I'm asking Mr. Hopkins knows my style. We've already resolved this matter. What for?
Oh, Your Honor, I believe this. Your Honor,
you're not telling me that everything this lady said is a lie, right?
Yep.
I heard you. See? I knew. I got it for it. Is there anybody sitting out there that didn't know that's what this woman was going to tell us?
But for correction, I also wanted to state the numerous phone calls have come from the party there. And I honestly agree with you that she is harassing us through the courts and the police officers. If I never see her again, it will be too soon. I just really want to be left alone, me and my family.
All right. I'm sending both parties, both cases to a mediator. I'm hoping and praying for all of you that you can reach an agreement to leave each other alone. Not much of an agreement, but I'll be really happy with it. And if there's a need to set this back in for a hearing, that's exactly what I'll do. Is there anybody in the audience that thinks I need to hear from them that would change anybody's mind? Please. All right, there's a microphone right behind Mr. Hopkins. See that little... No, just tell me your name, where you live, and tell me whatever you want to tell me.
My name is Onisha Chenault. I'm the daughter of Veronica Chenault, 4309 Hampton Lane, Bowie, Maryland. I've been experiencing this roller coaster with my mom, with my little sister, for about the past year. It's been very hard. And to hear you say that you're just going to put it in mediation, when I have to rush home, I'm a graduate student and I work full time, but I have to rush home because I'm getting a phone call from my little sister walking home from school because someone tried to hit her with the car. But you want my mom to sit in mediation with this person? We have to watch our back every day. All you do is try to walk to your mailbox. You can't walk to the mailbox without someone trying to harass you. I just parked on the street. She came out the door charging at me.
Objection.
While her husband, and I have my boyfriend here to attest to it, while her husband tried to stop her, like, wait, stop. So we continue to walk down the driveway. So then she goes to the window, and she starts taking pictures. It's a constant, every day, daily harassment. You can't escape something when you don't say nothing to no one, you don't approach them, you don't do anything to them, but it's something that's constantly happening every single day, back to back. I have to check on, I don't live there no more. I moved away because I couldn't take it. I have to call my little sister every single day when I know she's getting home from school to check to be sure she got in the house safely. Mediation is not just it. We've tried mediation. The antics continue. We've been here and lived, and I grew up in that house. I lived in this house basically my whole life. Everyone in my neighborhood, we're all family. No one did anything to start this, to antagonize or anything. How do you put a stop to something that won't stop when you're not doing anything to antagonize it? I have to watch my back as if I'm not going to my home anymore. It's not home. It doesn't feel safe. I don't feel happy to pull into my neighborhood anymore. I don't feel happy to have to hear my mom stressing over these things. We used to be able to just go outside. I bring my nephews over. I have to make sure they don't step too far, or they don't do this, or they don't do that, because The things that she has done is ridiculous, and no one has put a stop to it. When will it stop? When will the courts help you out to stop you for doing something when you're trying to handle something the legal way? And the courts aren't helping. Mediation hasn't helped. It hasn't stopped. You can sit in mediation and act like you're going to do something, and then as soon as you get home, right back to your antics, and you don't feel safe, and that's not great.
Good morning, Your Honor. Thomas Hodges. I live on the opposite side of Ms. Livingston. We don't really have enough time to talk about all the incidents that Ms. Livingston and Mr. Livingston has caused in this neighborhood. I've lived there 11 years. The police has never been to my house for 10 years. The last year, the police, the sheriffs have been in our neighborhood, on our street, at my house, her house, Veronica's house, too many times to speak of. Mediation, yes, it's a good idea. You would think it would work. She refuses to come to mediation.
Okay, now, you heard they're both being ordered to go to mediation.
It was ordered mediation that between her and I, we had peace orders, and the judge had step docket the case that we would go to mediation. She never came to mediation. I was called twice to go to mediation. The mediator said they will call me back once she reaches Mrs. Livingston. Never happened. Unfortunately, I had an accident in early August.
I make a promise to you and everybody else in this room. First one of these individuals that doesn't show up for mediation, my friend over there will be at your door.
She didn't show up, Your Honor.
I'm making a promise to you.
Yes, sir. Just some of the various incidents that we've ran into with her. It started over a year ago when I was plowing the streets, trying to help my neighbors clear the streets. I work for the city of Bowie. I'm allowed to plow their streets. I work for the state of Maryland. I plow all through the state. We were plowing the street, not for them, but for the neighbors, to clear the driveways off. She assumed I was going to block her driveway. She stood in the street with an ice ball.
He was arrested for that. He was arrested for trying to hit me with that bulldozer.
It was one thing that her
daughter testified. A lot of the things.
They're lying.
Hey! Everybody sit down! Do not speak unless you are spoken to by the judge. I got a live pair of handcuffs.
As I was saying, it started with that, me trying to help our neighbors. Even with harassment she has caused to the neighborhood, I was going to plow in front of her house because her house is between Ms. Janelle's house and my house. I've done this for more than 7 years. Mr. Williams was out there at that particular time, not to testify against the incident, but I was doing a favor for the neighbors. And we got into an incident where that we both cursed at each other. I couldn't understand why she wanted to stop me from doing something free.
Have a seat, sir.
So it went from there, and it pursued on to different charges, both of us charging each other with peace orders, yada, yada, yada. But the thing is, what I don't understand is if she has a problem with the neighbors, speak to the neighbors. If you can't resolve it, then stay in your place. We stay in our place. I tried to attempt to do this because when we had peace orders against each other, she violated the peace order against me. I spoke to her husband and said, look, ask your wife to stay at her house, 4311. I'll stay at my house, 4313. Everybody minds their own business. I put up a fence to separate our houses together. Not just for that, because I have little kids and I have a dog. So in that same incident with her speaking to her husband, I assume he told his wife about it. The next day, she ran to the court and said, I violated the peace order. 7 months later, I got arrested for violating the peace order. Went to court, they threw it out because there was no proof that I violated anything, and that's when we were deemed for both of us to go to mediation. 6 months to go to mediation. This was in February. mediation was never taken place by this lady. She would not come. I was called 2 times, so forth and so on. Now, toward another incident that I'm scared for my kids to go out near the sidewalk. In the same incident, my daughter was over my house, was getting out of her car. Mrs. Livingston likes to drive around the neighborhood with no lights on. She came flying down the street, almost hit my car and my daughter. My daughter didn't want to get involved because she's over 18, because she doesn't live at our house anymore. And I asked her, I said, look, you need to go and press charges. And the lady attempted to try to hit it. A week or so later, she attempted to hit this lady's child. She attempted to hit my workers when we are bringing our equipment off our trucks, putting them in storage so they're not hanging out in the parking lot, in the yard and everything like that. And she swerved at my truck and my worker. She pulled in Mr. Stafford's driveway, and my camera caught a piece of her car, but it didn't catch her doing it. She backed up again towards my truck. I jumped out the way. She moved up and then pulled in her driveway and smiled. So I don't know what to do, Your Honor. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a perfect person. Somebody attacks me, I'm going to defend myself. Someone curses at me, unfortunately, I curse back. But I tried to make it a peaceful situation and say, stay at your place, I'll stay at my place. I cut my yard, they cut their yard. But it's just not working, y'all. I don't know what to do. I mean, it's at the point now that my wife and I got in an argument last night because she has to deal with worrying about my autistic grandkids coming over and wandering in the street and this lady flying down the street. And this is not the first time she has flown down the street. If you look at her record, she has got many tickets for driving with no lights on, no registration, and stuff like this, which is all public record, and we looked up. Because the simple fact of the matter is, Your Honor, and I don't know if I can say this, yeah, we don't even know who she is.
He's lying.
We don't know. We do not know who she is, Your Honor.
I can't take
her name.
This is too much. They keep lying on me. I can't handle this.
Yeah, one more time. You can go in the back with me. One more time to disrupt this court, and you're going in the back with me for contempt. Constructive crime, Mr. Hopkins.
As I was saying, Your Honor, we don't even know who she is. The name that she filed these orders against is a phony name. We have looked up and found that her name is Zolita Bobo, which was the registration on her car, and she filed a different name against a peace order against me. I don't know what is her legal name or not. So my name is Thomas A. Hodges. She keeps calling me Tommy C. Hodges because she took it off of my truck. My business name is TCH. So she assumes that stands for Tommy C. Hodges. So I just don't know what to do, Your Honor. My kids don't even want to come visit me anymore. I have 6 grandkids that I am scared to let play in the yard. We throw an Easter egg hunt every Easter in the front yard. And this year is the first year in 11 years, we almost canceled it. Mr. Stafford and his grandkids came over this year. And it was very nice event. It's open to everybody in the neighborhood. It's not that we're big, high, mighty, falutin' people. It's just we're trying to be neighborly. We live on the corner. Everybody has to pass my house to get into the neighborhood just about. There's only one way in unless you make a quick right. I'm just scared for the kids, the neighbors, and everything else. I don't know what we can do, what we can say. I've tried to be peaceful, but my attorney has told me say nothing to her, look in her direction, and do nothing. I can't even sit my trash out without her coming out when I'm outside. My wife went out last week to put the trash out because I've been disabled from a motorcycle accident. She came outside and was staring at my wife, and my wife said she took her phone out, and then my wife looked at her and took her phone out. She ran back into the house. I'm just not sure what's going on. I really don't. You know, as I said, I'm an honest person. Yeah, I tell a lie or two because I'm human. But as God is my witness, I have got a stack of papers where I filed 3 peace orders against her and against her husband because they are constantly attacking the neighbors. One neighbor and 3 neighbors with peace order. There must be a problem. And I thank you, Your Honor, for hearing me.
Thank you.
Yes, Your Honor. My name is Good morning. My name is Stafford Williams. And I just want to add, this is crazy, very simple. My problem was with her when I was parked on the street, on my side of the street, she's across from me. She didn't want me to park on my side of the street. And I told her, I have to park there because I have three cars, only so much cars can fit in the driveway. It's not a permanent situation. Anyway, she was upset that I'm parked there, and she put a sign on my car, on my side of the street, and also on Mr. Hodges' truck that parked on my side. Anyway, I noticed that she was backing up out of the driveway, and she backed into my driveway, almost hitting my car sometimes. And I noticed there were some scratches on my vehicle on the side, and I said, look, I'm going to put up some security camera. While I was putting up the security camera, Mrs. Livingston rushed over to my house and told me that I'm going to have to take them down because I'm intruding on her. And I told her I had the right to put up my security camera. Then I told her the reason I'm putting up the security camera is because lately there's some vandalism in the neighborhood on Veronica's vehicle, and also somebody hit my car right there where it's parked. And I showed it to her, and she didn't look at it, and I noticed the color of her car was on the side of my vehicle. And I showed it to her, and she wasn't looking, so I repeated it again, and she didn't look again. She said she'd take my word for it. And I got a bit suspicious. So anyway, I called the police because she kept harassing me that she's going to make me take it down. The police came, and the police told me I have all rights to put it up. And she told me I can't point it out in the street. I have to point it on my property. I said, you can't tell me where to point my camera. And the officer said, they would love for me to point it towards the street because I can see vehicles coming and going. And it's been, and she filed a peace order against me for that. That doesn't make any sense. And it's always harassment. Now, we went to court for the peace order. I brought my wife with me. When she saw my wife that showed up, she ran out the court and filed a peace order against her, just for that. So it's all crazy, and it's going to take more than mediation. It's going to take some kind of therapy. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Yes, Your Honor. My name is Mark Livingston.
Sorry, right, Paul's right there.
Sure.
Hey, Parker.
Your Honor, there was two other people regarding
the case. So now calling case number CAD 17-13099,
Chenault versus Lewis.
Who is that? Mark Livingston.
All right, Mr. Livingston, did you hear me earlier when I said I'm going to order all parties to mediation?
Yes, sir.
And do you agree to go to mediation?
I don't have a problem going to mediation.
Perfect. Because if you don't show up, as I said to your wife, I will be sending the sheriff to bring you in.
That's fine, Your Honor. Yes, in defense of my wife.
You don't have to defend your wife.
But as far as what they did, I'd just like to have a chance, Your Honor, please.
Okay. There's no need to defend your wife. That if you have something you'd like to say this morning, go right ahead.
Okay, regarding these issues on...
Sir Hoffman, do you advise your client to sit down and say nothing?
I think that he has some perspective, Your Honor, that Your Honor, that may benefit the matter.
On March of this year, March 21st of this year, I was out taking care of my trees. I bought, during the course of our time in the neighborhood, all of a sudden, we have security cameras pointed at us from Hodges, from Chenault, and from the guy who just spoke. I don't know his name, but anyway, all of them are pointed at us. I had to spend $8,000 on trees, $8,000 to $10,000 on trees, just to block these cameras along my property line over the past 2 years.
Successful?
Yes. And also, in addition to that, Your Honor, this this March, once spring started, I went out to my trees and I wanted to plant fertilizer spikes. 30 minutes into me planting fertilizer spikes for my trees, I have two officers walk on my property, ask me what I'm doing, and I told them I'm planting fertilizer spikes. I don't know who called, okay? But anyway, they went to speak to Chanel, and she claims that she called them because I was planting frequency jammers, okay? Which was totally false. They came to me and they said, what are you planting? They asked to see the package and he looked at it. They were fertilizer spikes. And then, so they left. And I was like, oh my God, you know, what's going on here? And then even prior to that, a few months prior to that, I had an Allstate representative trying to reinstate my insurance. So they came by the house. Look, they wanted to inspect my roof, and also they did a boundary. Well, they did something with a will to mark the property. Another call, okay? And getting back to the fertilizer spikes, after they came out in March, which Officer Claggett didn't get a chance to testify, but a week or two later, we got a letter from the FCC saying that you're being investigated for planting frequency jammers, and we're like, what is going on here? And so.
I may, Your Honor, at least I'm sorry for interrupting you, Mark. Mm-hmm. Is there a motion to vacate that judgment? Your Honor, I certainly, there's two sides to both coins, Your Honor. There's one coin, Your Honor, and there's positions on both sides. But just for the purpose of convenience, Your Honor, Mr. Livingston's case is here, I believe, on Mr. Livingston's motion to vacate a previous protective order, peace order that was entered.
It's not even right.
I believe it was filed. There was a motion to vacate that was filed.
Yeah. Has it been served?
Your Honor, yes. The motion was. I thought we were here on that on with regard to Mr. Livingston.
We're here because you requested calendar management to add it to the other case. Well, I want to know
for. No, actually,
has it been served?
Your Honor, no, actually, Your Honor, I haven't entered in that case. Mr. Livingston filed
okay.
That.
Well, then don't worry about something that you haven't entered in.
Well, I've now been retained by Mr. Livingston.
Okay, so have you entered?
I've not formally entered.
If you enter, the first thing I would do is find out if it's been served. If it's been served, then I would count 18 days, and you would reach the same logical conclusion I have reached in any way. Anything else?
And I thought that's what his case called for.
Thank you, sir. All right.
And Your Honor, I just had a few more statements.
No, you've had enough. Thank you very much. All right, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to issue an order that in both cases that the parties have to go to mediation. I am going to tell the mediator that both parties will pay 50% of the mediation. I'm going to tell the mediator if the mediator schedules an appointment and someone doesn't show up that I have to be notified immediately. I will find that person in contempt of court and I will send the sheriff to arrest them. I will ask the mediator after the mediations are completed to submit a court a report to the court, and I am inviting all of you, ordering, to be back here on Friday morning, December the 1st. I'll put all that in an order and send it to your respective residents. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry because I don't know the law. The peace order that I have against Mark Livingston, that still is in effect, correct?
It is not.
The peace order.
Expired.
The one against Mark, so you wiping that out?
I don't know which one. Oh, Mark's is not expired because okay. He's asking for it to be reconsidered. I will reconsider it on December 1st. I will reconsider on December 1st your request to extend your peace order, the other peace order.
Okay.
But, I mean, you already told me peace orders don't mean anything, so it's hard for you to take any solace in that. I prefer to see if we can get this matter resolved.
Now, just for clarification, when he said serve, I believe he just mailed that to her, which he did already. So
okay,
that's
served.
Yes, I understand.
All right. My calculation says 18 days, so we run to October 4th.
That's possible, Your Honor.
Have you received a request?
No, Your Honor. I have not received anything regarding Mark Livingston.
Do you have a copy of the peace order with you? Or do you have a copy of your motion with you?
No.
Can I make a
comment? So you're going to be very nice and say, Mr. Brooks, would you please make a copy of this?
Mr. Brooks, would you please make a copy?
Excellent. Mr. Brooks.
Can I say that?
Your Honor, can I ask one additional question?
Sure.
Are you able to, because my daughter is here and she wanted to speak with you in addition to, and my fiance, are you able to speak with them in addition to? Can they take the floor? Or
what purpose?
My daughter was the one that that Tori Livingston tried to hit with her vehicle, my 14-year-old daughter.
Okay. But you properly advised your one of the other has to request a peace order based upon that incident.
And I have it. The court did order me a peace order against Tori Livingston on my 14-year-old daughter's behalf.
Oh, well, why do I care?
She was testifying. Part of one of the motions that I had filed had dealt with the situation of her trying to hit my daughter with her vehicle.
If there is a need for me to take additional testimony from you, what you'll want, these are the magic words to say to me. Your Honor, would you please take court notice of such and such and such and such case?
Your Honor, would you please?
No, not now.
Okay. Okay.
Your daughter has a peace order. She's protected as much as a peace order protects her.
Okay. And the other incident was with my fiance, with the nails being in my driveway. that we believe helped to cause the injury to his body because
it served right there.
Because the nails was also in in my vehicle tire and in my other daughter's vehicle tire.
Parker, let the record reflect that Mr. Brooks just served the plaintiff with a request for vacating the entrance of Mark Anthony case. So now, you'll be able to advise your client that the clock just started.
Yes, Your Honor.
But it's no longer 18 days.
It's 15 days.
There you go.
And what happens in 15 days?
You have 15 days in which to answer that request for reconsideration.
Okay.
After that, the court will send it in for a hearing, which the court has already done on December 1st.
Okay.
I prefer to use all of your energy to see if we can mediate an agreement. One sentence. We promise to leave each other alone. Anything else? I appreciate everybody's time. I hear you. I can only imagine a neighborhood with this much strife is not positive for anyone. Mediation may not work, but before I start putting people in